Hey everybody, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more Fetish Locator. You guys love Fetish Locator, and we love bringing it to you, so let's go ahead and get started. Yeah. Hey Grim, be with you in a minute. It's been so busy today, what can I get for you? I'm just waiting for Lydia. Can you bring me a latte later? Ah, my cantillating angel. I would do anything for the two of you, but I might be too busy. No problem, I'll just... Hi, can I get a latte? I hear you have the best lattes in town. Coming right up. Good evening. Hi, can I get you something? Hey, Nora, I'll talk to you later. Sorry, so many people today. The stage for the concert is already prepared. Nora took this very seriously. Oh, Lydia, my precious angel. Look how busy I am. That's great. That's great. Hi, Grim. Excited about your performance? I'm more excited about this. This is nice. Wow, this is nice. Not exactly what I was hoping for, but very pleasant. So, how have you been? What have you been up to? Anything fun? Wow, where do I start? Since the last time I found my friend bent over on a couch. Oh, since the last time I found my friend bent over a couch. I helped Polly have her way with our barista.
What a look.
I got blackmailed by a game on my phone. I got a blowjob from Chloe in the shower. Make sure to tell her about that. I had a little fun with Polly without our barista. I slept with Daisy last night. Man, I'm sure she wants to hear about that.
I bet she loves it.
And I cream pied her when we fucked this morning.
Well.
Nope. Definitely not saying that.
How's my resume?
Nothing much. Helped out a friend the other...
numbers in there.
Helped out a friend the other day. Another friend, Stacy, is in town today. Otherwise, the usual. Oh, cool. Are they coming tonight? Probably not. Stacy's hanging out with Amrose this evening. What about you? Nothing too exciting. Just trying to get ready for this concert. How much preparation does it take? I bet you could do this on a moment's notice. I wish. You know the old joke. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Sure. Practice. Practice, practice, practice. Yep, but that's only part of it. Planning, preparation, and a bunch of other P words. What do you need to plan? Why don't you just go up there and sing? Or don't you just go up there and sing? Sure, but what do I sing? What songs? What genre? I just assumed that that depended on what you feel like. Very easy. Just sing death metal. You'll do great.
Very easy.
Ah, that's a good way to get stage fright. You ever watch those quiz shows on TV? Like, Who Wants to Be a Zillionaire? Damn, that's literally what it's going to be in the next couple of years.
Yeah, because the dollar's...
It's going...
Under Biden. Yeah, we're not going to get political on this, but...
Exactly. Someone is sitting there being asked what tool you use to hammer a nail. Easiest thing in the world, right? Well, yeah. Well, that's actually pretty funny. What tool do you use to hammer a nail? You know, I'm really stumped on this one. Yet there's hundreds of people right there watching them. Millions of people watching at home. Lights, noise, and they get the answer wrong. Huh, that sort of thing happens when you perform? No, it doesn't, because I plan, prepare, and practice. See, I couldn't be on one of those shows, because I'd be like, it's a damn hammer, Jim. They're like, excuse me, we're on live television. Well, I'm fucking sorry. It's
a hammer.
And a passel of other P words. Exactly. Okay, so what songs and genre are you performing this evening? I don't know. What? Well, it's not that I don't know. I have three options planned. It will depend a little on what the crowd feels like. Just gotta go with Swedish death metal. It'll work out. Okay, so what are the options? Well, the safe bet is I do the stuff I'm known for at school. Classical arias from the well-known operas. No! That's the safe bet? Isn't that stuff complicated? Well, it's the one I have the most experience performing in front of audiences. So she's gonna do the Nightwish approach. Okay, okay, what's option two? The risky one is to do modern music. Sort of thing you hear on the radio or during karaoke. Why is that risky? I'm sure you do terrific cover songs. Modern music requires instruments. I have no band, so I'd have to ask Nora to flip on the karaoke machine, and then it's just a professional singing karaoke. Exactly. Who wants to see that? I would, but yeah, so what's option three? Bring in a metal band. That's the one I hate thinking about. It's mostly older people that come to the show that I should do my parents' songs. If it's mostly older people that come to the show, I should do my parents' songs. Ouch, not really your style at all. Yeah, so I have three options, and I don't like any of them. Not gonna do Dancing in the Moonlight.
Classical, I like Bach, and to follow it up with some Mozart,
Franz, whatever his name is. I like old Chopin.
Oh, Chopin.
Old Chopin. I know. I know Chopin. I call him, what are you chopping? Shut up! It's Chopin!
What's in the Chopin? Oh, well, a show roast, of course.
Classical is safe, but nothing people haven't heard from you already. Modern is more adventurous, but could come across as just karaoke. And your parents' songs might be best for the coffee shop and audience, but you die a little inside. Yeah, Grandma, I need your help. Tell me what I'm supposed to do.
This gig. No. Modern. What about what she likes? Didn't have option?
Well, my first thought is that you should try modern pop rock. Okay, I guess I'll do that. However, I want to throw in a fourth option. What fourth option? Do you ever sing in the shower? Sure, the acoustics are terrific. What do you sing when you're in the shower? It's embarrassing. Okay, I'll go first. Sometimes when I'm in the shower, when my mind wanders and I start giving speeches. You what? More guests are coming. Speeches. I'm there like I'm standing at a podium in front of thousands of people and giving speech in the shower. I hum classic music from video games. I've hummed the Spring Yard theme from Sonic 1. That's the very first one. I've hummed that several times in the shower.
I wonder what so-and-so's ass looks like. And then I scrub myself and I get out
and there's
and
a few, there's a few other ones. Let's see, I'm standing at a podium in front of thousands of people and giving a speech. What kind of speech? It's silly and kind of embarrassing, but I pretended I'm the president. Really? Even Lissa came here with Vanessa. Yep, not all the time, but sometimes when I shower, I start making proclamations about economic policy or the environment or that sort of thing. That's so funny. It is your turn. I didn't agree to that, but... Okay, when I'm in the shower, I sing my own songs. You write music? Well, sort of. I use existing songs with similar themes and structures, pull lyrics out, and rearrange them.
So you plagiarize.
Neat, so you reduce, reuse, and recycle song lyrics? Yeah, I guess, and I imagine the backing music and sing it like I would sing an aria. So those are modern lyrics done in a classical musical style. Oh, I see what she does. It's not plagiarism like that, because...
No.
Richard Cheese does that.
I thought she's going to be the new Imogen Heap. That's her character in this.
So these are modern lyrics done in a classical music style? Yeah, I mean, the lyrics are usually older than I am, but modernish. How do you do all that in one shower?
Yankee Doodle with the tenor.
Good Lord!
That used to be an adult song.
I know, I bet it was. Did he really stick a feather up his butt?
They sang it during the Revolution, 1700s and all that. It was, like a lot of kids songs that you think of like learning when you're little were sung by adults when you
Ring Around the Rosie, I know.
A couple hundred years ago. Well, those were sang by kids
too. I've got several songs that I've been working on for what seems like my entire life. I'd love to hear that.
The violent pornography, Chucky Chicks and Sodomy. You know, the violent shit you see on TV.
Yeah, that's I'm not that fast. On our first date and you already want to watch me. I'm not that fast. On our first date you already want to watch me shower? What? No, I mean, well, I'm kidding. Oh, good. Why did you ask about singing in the shower? Well, it seems to me that whatever you sing in the shower is probably the most fun for you. Yeah, but it's not like I could do that at a concert. Why not? It's just a coffee shop. I doubt more than 20 people could fit here. Yeah, but that's more than just me. Nobody's ever heard these songs before. Well, you could always sing the modern music. Yeah. Or you could push yourself a little and see what people think of your shower songs. You really think so? Sure, why not? I need some time to prepare.
Just mention you're in the shower, every guy.
Looks like people are settling in. Oh, here comes Nora.
Hey
there, lovebirds. How's my favorite couple doing? Fine. I'm fine. Just a little pre-concert jitters. How are you? I'm terrific. I have so many new customers. Thank you both. Oh, okay. Good. So there's no stress. You've already accomplished the goal of bringing people here. Yeah. I mean, yay. There's no rush. We have plenty of time. You can start anytime you like. Okay, looking forward to it. Sounds good. She might need a minute. Of course, take all the time you need. Whenever you walk up there, I'll flip on the mic. Thanks. Oh, more customers. Back soon. I'm so busy. Are you good? Do you need anything? I'm good. I always get nervous like this. It'll disappear when I get on stage. It's not exactly a stage, but I get your point. I need to pee. I mean bathroom. Use the bathroom. Good idea. I should probably do that too. I have no idea how long she'd be performing.
I pee now.
What the hell? You didn't lock the door. What are you doing? I'm on a date. Relax. Even if we're caught, everyone knows I'm a lesbian. What do you want, Maria? Ambrose won't talk to me. I need your help. I don't believe this, and I don't have time for this. I really need your help, and I'm willing to do what you said. What did I say? What you said I'd have to do to get your cock. I really don't have time for this. What was that? Whatever it takes for Ambrose to forgive me. I really didn't expect this, and I really don't have time, but... I do have an idea. I can make her wait here for the next guy to come in and...
Deal with her another time.
It's good to know. Now get out. No, hold on. I want to see this. All right, let's see how much you really want this. Okay, good. Wait, what? I don't have time for this now, but seeing as you're here already. Uh-huh. Wait for the next guy to enter.
What?
You're going to let him jerk off in your mouth, on your face, whatever he wants. Are you crazy? Anyone can come in here. Yeah, it could be anyone, anytime. You might be waiting for hours. I don't have my mask or anything. He would know who I am. Yeah, it could ruin your reputation. Please, just do it yourself. He might even spread the word that this lesbian will do anything for points.
Meh.
No. Oh, I see what you mean. Do you? Really? Because Ambrose is straight and did lesbian stuff with me. And then I told people that this straight girl would do lesbian stuff for points. Well, any other objections? No, I'll wait here. When he's done, take a picture. What? Send it to Ambrose so she knows you're willing to do to be her friend again. She won't understand. Then explain it to her. Text her that you'll do anything for her to forgive you, and this is the proof. Okay, what if the guy, if he wants to take a photo? It'll be my face in the picture. I never showed any photos of Ambrose. Well, that is something you need to think about. What do you mean? You have a choice. You don't have to do this. What I'm asking of you is unfair. Huh? Think it over. Is it worth it? Are you going to do this? I don't have to. Nope. But if I don't, then Ambrose might not forgive me and I might not ever feel your cock inside me. Yup. Okay, I'll do it. Good to know. Oh, good. Lydia's still in the bathroom. Hope she's calmed down. Hey, I think I know this guy. Oh, hey there. Terrell, right? Oh, hey, Grim. Wanna have a beer? I'm still hoping to get Nora's coffee, but it's a bit crowded today. Can I ask you something personal? Huh? What are you talking about? I know we ain't supposed to talk about it, but weren't you at the party earlier this week? You mean the fetish locator party over at Min's house? Yeah, that was me. Oh, good. I thought so. Why do you ask? There's a girl in the toilet. Men's bathroom. Really? She needs some points for the app and is waiting for a guy to help her. Did you already use her herself? Yourself? Too risky. I'm on a date. Oh yeah, I saw you with Lydia. What kind of stuff is she into? The girl in the toilet? She's a diehard lesbian. You don't mean, what's her name from the party? Yep, she wants some guy to, you don't mean, what's her name from the party? Yep, she wants some guy to come in her mouth. Wow, she must be really desperate for points. I think she's trying to impress someone. Show that she'll do anything for them. Whoa, that's kind of awesome. I should get in there. Yeah, it's a one-of-a-kind offer. That too, but some random guy could try to push her boundaries. I can make it easy on her. Yeah? Of course. That's pretty cool of you. Well, we all have to look out for each other. Yeah, I guess. Alright, hey, thank you for telling me about this. No problem.
While they're chatting, like five guys walked in there.
Yeah.
This is not a multi-bathroom. Oh well.
A few minutes later. How was she? She's good. I don't think she enjoyed it, but I talked her through it and it's done. Cool, you sticking around for the concert? Nah. I think I'll just grab one of those lattes you mentioned and go. Nice seeing you. Likewise.
Go home and take a nap.
Bzzz. You received points from another user. 8 points were transferred to you from Harry Harry's account. Oh, cool. He sent me some points. Old Harry Harry. Yeah, me too. You okay? Wasn't as bad as I thought. Please don't ask me to do that ever again. I'll do what I can to convince Ambrose to forgive you. Thank you. You didn't even ask to see pictures?
Send it to... I don't know if that'll backfire or not. Go ahead and send it.
I don't need them, but you can send it to me if you want me to see this. Why would I want that? That's up to you. I'll think about it. Bye. Yeah, see ya. Nora, thanks for preparing everything. No problem, sweetheart. Hey, how are you? A little nervous. It's not the same as recording for YouTube. Just relax. You'll be fine. It's like exactly the same now.
I feel like...
Just like...
It's the same. Pressure.
Yeah. Just like taking a shower. Exactly. Just imagine that you're singing alone in the shower. Okay. Alright, okay, I'm ready. Just imagine that she's singing in the shower. Can't stop my imagination. Oh, da 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 da. Da da
da da da da da da. Oh, that's just like when you're in the shower. It's amazing. There, I like pickles there.
No, now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her.
Dad, you love me, Dad. Changes the whole. I guarantee you. A girl could look like that, but she'd come up, Dad, do you like me? I like you, Dad. Oh,
like, no. Like, you know what? I would be like, if she was hot like that, I'd be like,
I like
this is not going to be my proudest moment.
Conversation. Duh, I like saying big words.
This is not going to be my proudest moment. But god damn it, she's hot. It's
and then like when you pump, she goes,
I feel so fucking bad. I wish you could.
Like Luffy Space Princess. You don't even know me, Jerry. Just
like, I wish she came walking up, come walking over. Now I've been waiting to show her. He's on his feet. He's on the floor. He's good to go. All he needs to hear a song I know. I always want to feel like part of this was mine. I want to fall in love tonight. I never met a man I was so crazy about. He kind of has become an obsession to me. I'd pay to spend the night with him some more. Yeah, I wonder where you are. Yeah, I really need him now. Oh, I'm kind of freaking out. Am I going to waste my time thinking how I've grown up and I've missed out? He's on his feet. He's on the floor. He's good to go. All I need is to hear a song he knows. My, my, such a sweet thing. He wants to do everything. What a beautiful feeling. And I liked it. Let me tell you, I liked it more and more. I really, really, really liked it. Oh, over and over. Oh, crimson and clover. Yeah, da 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 da. Is that what she's singing? Wow, people seem to like her song. She did well handling the pressure. Yeah, that was... That was excellent. I couldn't have done it without you. I've been later.
You've been thinking about that all day tomorrow. look at my tits.
Jesus. She's beautiful, but she's got Down syndrome. She's like full on retard.
She's full on mongoloid.
This was so awesome. I can't believe that I have friends of my own now.
My nickname's Bongo. Dang.
Hey, what a great performance. That's Min. Thanks, it's Grim and made all this happen.
That looks
girl,
like a dude dressed up as a
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, that's not a good pic render. Girl, it's all you. Don't be shy. You did great.
And it sounds like a tranny. Come on, girl. You do you.
Everybody.
Yeah, boss.
I'm never going to be able to fly this with a straight face again. Everybody had such positive comments after the concert.
Crimson and Clover, yeah.
I never would have done it without you. No problem. It was my pleasure. Hey there, lovebirds. I hate to break up your little nest, but I'm going to be closing in a few minutes. Oh, no rush. You two are always welcome here, open or closed. You must be exhausted. Business seemed really busy today. It was, and I am. Actually, I was wondering if I could ask you a favor. Me or him? Him. Well, if you don't mind, could I borrow your boy toy for some cleaning? Of course, I'm sure he'll be delighted to make your life easier. I would? I would. I mean, of course I would. Did either of you need a little pick-me-up before I close? I've got all I need right here. Oh, that's so sweet. Alright, I'll start breaking down the espresso machine then. It is pretty late. I should be going. Oh, did you want me to walk you home? Are you trying to get out of cleaning? I was thinking after that, how long can it take? No thanks, not tonight. I'm not quite ready to bring you home yet. Oh, I'm kidding, but really I'm good. Thank you for a terrific evening. Hold
on
a sec.
I want that crimson and clover.
You forgot something. What's that? Oh, that's nice.
Wow. And then grab her by the pussy. You know,
I always
like to follow mottos of my favorite presidents in history.
I can't believe I almost slept without that kiss. There's plenty more where that came from. Next time.
Yeah, you
looking
like that
forward
scene?
To
there's
it.
There's more where that came from if you play
me
cards,
too.
Right? Yeah.
See ya. Alright, so how can I help? Just a second. Can you stand over there? I'll be with you in a minute. Oh, okay. Do you mind if I make a quick phone call before we get started? Go ahead.
Talk about butt sex.
Ahoy! Hoy!
Butt sex.
What's up? What is that? Ahoy hoy?
Ahoy. You know, that's what Alexander Graham Bell thought the greeting on the phone should be. That's why.
Oh, I didn't know that. What's up? Hey, Stacy, just wanted to check in with you. Oh, cool, Amrose and I are just jilling off here watching porn.
Jilling off?
What the hell, yeah, jilling off. Laughter. Don't listen to her, Grim, we're just watching some movies. Sam Rockwell movies. Amrose has a crush. It's not like that. Well, it is. Yeah. You want his body. Shush you. We finished Galaxy Quest and just started Mr. Right. I haven't watched Galaxy Quest in forever. And Mr. Right, I don't know if I've watched that. I bet those are good. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm just wrapping up a few things here.
It's still wide open windows.
We've got another hour in this film, so there's no rush.
Clean that
then down. She's gonna need some time alone with Mr. Rockwell. Damn, you must have really done a good job to have a lesbian giving you a blowjob.
She's not a lesbian.
Cool.
The one that's trying to hook up with her is a lesbian.
Cool. Good. I'll see you both then. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she likes deeds.
I think she likes... Oh, well, we'll see.
Oh, I tell you, those aren't on deeds.
I know that.
Cancel me if you want.
I know that.
Yes, sir.
How many genders are there, man?
I know you said sir before you said ma'am. Maybe it's you who needs a gender education.
Sounds like you're having a good date. Take your time.
Spartans,
huh? What?
How many genders are there?
Two. Oh, I got invited to an event tomorrow. How about the three of us go together? Sure. Sounds good. What kind of event? Sun, fun, and swimsuits. Yes, I have a hot new bikini I've been waiting to wear. Oh, well, I've been waiting to see that. We'll see you soon, Grim. I'll try not to kill Stacy before you get here. Yeah, I want to see that. Yeah, you want to see that. Or I'll want to see that. Ciao. Oh, good, they hung up. What are you doing? Isn't that obvious? I mean, you know I'm not your blind date, right? Don't care, I need cock. My soaking wet pussy needs your rock-hard cock deep inside me. Well, that's all the words I needed to hear today.
Until next week. No.
You can blindfold me if you want.
Stop that.
Tie me up. Do anything you want. Just fuck me now. Well, I'll be damned. Oh, haven't felt a real cock inside for so long. Can you choke me, please?
Because all you talk about is coffee, woman. Talk about something sensual.
Well, there we go.
Hee-haw!
No, it's not. Keep going. So deep. You are so deep inside me. Loving it. Keep going.
Lydia, turn around. I forgot my harmonica.
I forgot my harmonica.
It's not what it looks like. What does it look like? You're fucking the coffee girl. Oh, well then it's exactly what it looks like.
I think I'm gonna come soon. Are you close? Almost there. Almost. Keep fucking my tight little twat. Man, he's really having to move on those tippy toes. I'm definitely coming soon. Pull out and come. Warn Nora before you come.
Warn.
Nora, I'm gonna come! Pull out! But I want to. Pull out, or else! Okay. Uh-oh.
See if you hit me.
Fuck me, I'm so close. I can still get some points. Where did I put my phone? Almost there. Almost! It's not a cream pie, but it almost looks like it. May I come, sir? Please, may I come. Sure, go ahead. They got an accurate orgasm there. Wow.
Uh-oh, who is that?
I'll have what she's having. Right. Thank you. It was my pleasure. I needed that. See? I haven't had a dick inside me far, far too long. Yeah, you were great.
Don't know how to ask?
You were terrific. Thank you so much for pulling out. I'm not on the pill. What?
She ain't had sex in forever.
It's been a long time since I needed it. Well, I can't even imagine. You're smoking hot and... Yeah, well, I was getting so desperate that I was thinking about switching sides. Playing for the other team? Yep, the only one hitting on me lately was this girl. Is that something you're into? What? Are you already looking for a threesome? Haha, no, I'm spent. You drained me. Well, don't take too long to recover. I really do have to clean this place. Did you still want some help? You've already done everything I wanted. So you're done with me just like that? For tonight, and for tonight only. Yeah, we should probably talk about... Nobody needs to know. This never happened, but that doesn't mean it can't happen again. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
You got 8 points. Dude, we're almost to the 50.
Ah.
Like, we've been rocking it. It's like Wednesday, and we're 43 points. We're going to try to go over.
I tell you, you sent it on the fetish locator. A lot of people know.
They don't know who the cum belong to, though.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Grim. Hey, Lissa, what's going on? I was just about to go home when I see something caught your attention. I'm sorry. I know that I shouldn't have watched, but I couldn't look away. Are we going to have a problem? You aren't a gossip, are you? You aren't one of those gossips, are you?
Oh, you aren't on one of the gossip rags, are you? I'm going to give you the back of my hand.
Well, it's not covered under attorney-client privilege, but I can definitely keep a secret. Glad to hear it.
You know, you shouldn't be looking in every haberdashery you walk by.
Grim met with Stacy and they came back to his dorm room. 11 p.m. So this is it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw it when we dropped off my stuff. Right, sorry. What's behind that door? The bathroom, shower, toilet, etc. Nice. Any chance your roommate's come back? Nah, he's almost never here and absolutely never here on weekends. Where does he go? No idea. I'll fucking someone. Some girl, guys, I don't ask. As long as you get the room to yourself, exactly. It's basically my dorm room with an occasional guest. I guess I'm your guest tonight. Yeah, I like that. Sure. Is it okay if I use your bathroom? I'm gonna get changed for bed. Oh, I usually sleep. Yeah, I noticed while you were sick. Shit, I'm sorry. Would boxers and a t-shirt be okay? Sounds like proper sleepwear to me. Okay, good. Well, yeah, you can change in the bathroom. I'll just see you in a few minutes. I didn't think this through. She can't use Pete's bed. I guess we'll share mine. What am I doing? Maybe I should have gotten her a hotel or something. Or she could sleep here and I could crash on somebody's couch. Fuck, why didn't I plan... I was not able to sleep and finally decided to send you the photo. I hope you like it. Maria Kovalevich. Wow, Maria actually sent the photo.
Huh?
What are you looking at? Fuck me, Stacy's hot. That's your sister, buddy. Easy there, cowboy.
Sister.
Easy there, cowboy. Your eyes are likely to set my clothes on fire. Ha, you sure you want to wear that? Why not? I trust you and there's nobody here but us. I don't trust me that much. What was that on the phone? Just some funny cats. Didn't look like a cat. Huh? Was that an update to your porn collection? What? No, forget about that collection. Okay then. I didn't think this through. Are you okay with sharing a bed? As long as I'm sharing it with you. Right, okay, well this is my bed. Damn, she's got some nice abs. This is my bed. You're welcome to it.
That's what keto get you.
Yeah, it's not comfy, but I suppose it'd be comfy soon. Would you mind? What's that? I just think it'd be better if we sleep back to back. Oh, sure. Okay. This isn't what it... It's just me and her sharing a bed. Don't overthink this. Just tuck in. I was right. What's that? It's much cozier with you laying next to me. Oh shit, I forgot to get the lights. Can you not? Huh? I prefer to sleep with the lights on. Oh, fuck me running. That can't happen.
That's rude.
Really? It just makes me feel safer. Okay, I'll dim it just a bit. Oh, I like that he can dim his lights. Just a little. Just enough so he can fucking sleep. Good night, Grim. Good night, Stacy. How the fuck? Yeah, you and me both. How the fuck am I supposed to sleep like this? I'm horny as hell. I've got a gorgeous woman in bed next to me and the lights are on. Fuck it. Just try to sleep. That's when I take a Benadryl. Great. Now she's snoring. One more thing to keep me awake. Although her snoring is kind of soothing. I don't think I'll... Well, that was snoring. Dude. Okay. We're on the next day. So, that's all we're doing for Fetish Locator tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed it. A bunch of shit happened. We got to see the concert and... Man. Bunch of stuff happened. Lydia, Nora, Kovalevich.
Hoes in different area codes.
Yeah. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator.